Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, as long I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store telling Grandpappy Spears about Lum's latest business venture. Listen.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. You mean that Lum's fixing to be a pie entertainer?
Yes, sir. That's what he's doing.
Lum Eater?
Yep.
You mean the Lum Eater that we know?
He's the only Lum Eater I do know, Grandpap, and he's the one I'm talking about.
Well, I'll be a pigeon-toed monkey seven-legged uncle.
Well, he's doing it.
No, sir, I won't believe it. Not even about Lum, I won't believe it.
He's even went so far as order himself a new pioneer from the mail order house. Facts is, he sent him a telegram yesterday and told him to send it out right away.
A new pioneer?
Yes, sir.
Well, Lum ain't got that kind of money.
Well, he's got it figured out to where it ain't going to cost him nothing this way. See, he's getting it on a 30-day free trial or something like that, and he thinks by the time the 30 days is up, he'll know the pioneer tuning business so good that he can send it back to him.
Well, I still ain't going to believe it. I just won't do it. There's lots of things I will believe, but that ain't one of them. No siree, Bob, sir. No, sir.
Well, it's the truth.
No siree, sir.
Grandpap old Lum is serious about this.
Ah, sassy grass.
He's even located the feller in at the county seat that used to be a pioneer tuner, and he's going to send Lum the directions on how to do it.
That's right. If that's the truth, that outcaps what I come over here to tell you.
What was you going to tell me?
Oh, it wouldn't sound like much now.
Well, what was it?
Oh, nothing. Well, I'm might not ashamed to tell it to you.
Oh, Grandpa.
And when I read about it and started over here to tell it to you, it sounded like a big thing, but now I don't know. Lum Eater's a pioneer tuner.
Now, come on, Grandpa. Quit beating around the brush and tell me what it is.
Oh, it weren't nothing, Abner. Nothing to speak of.
Well, what was it? You got my cue rosters roused up now.
Well, all it was is a dog that can talk.
Oh, well, if that's all it.
Huh?
A dog that can talk?
Yep.
A real dog that can actual talk?
Yes, sir.
The kind that runs around on four legs?
Hey, I never said how many legs he runs around on. I reckon he's four, though. Just told about him talking.
I don't believe it. No, I do not believe
it.
Well,
I'll just get the article out of the newspaper and let you read it for yourself.
Get it out.
The dog's name is Ben. Lives in England.
Oh, my grandpa.
It's the truth, Abner. Ben can talk just like a human.
You mean he can stand up and talk just like me and you, say anything he wants to?
Well, he don't talk quite that much, according to this article. Not as much as you do, anyway.
Ah.
Fact is, all he can say is, I want one.
I want one what?
Well, I don't think he's ever said.
He's liable to get anything doing that.
Of course he is.
You mean he just goes around saying, I want one?
Yeah. For instance, the article said if you had some cookies or something, he'd come up and say, I want one.
Well, that ain't polite, is it?
Yeah, it might be all right for dogs. I don't know. They might have a different set of rules for them.
They might. I know there's some things they can get.
Especially over in another country like that.
Well, don't he even say please?
No, all he says is, I want one.
What if he wants two cookies?
Abner, I don't know. All I'm doing is just telling you what I read in the newspaper. Maybe he don't want two cookies. Maybe he just wants one. Maybe he don't like them kind of cookies.
My dog, old Blue, will eat any kind of cookies. He don't care what kind they are.
Well, what if he does? I don't care. Say he does.
Trouble with them English dogs are too dadblame protective. When it comes to eating, I'll put old Blue up against any dog you name. And that goes for your smart aleck Ben, too, that T-Hound.
Abner, the point ain't how much he can eat.
I'll say it ain't. Old Blue will whip him with both hands, both paws tied behind him. Now, there's a dog that can eat, that Blue. You set a plate of bones down in front of him, and I know you better get out of the way fast or you'll bring back a nub.
Yeah, but can your dog talk?
Why?
Does old Blue ever say, I want one?
Why, no. He wants all he can get. I never saw him when he actually got filled up, I don't believe. I know his way when there comes along. He can tell you how much old Blue eats. He had to take care of him one time while me and Elizabeth was down in Texas visiting her brother, Fred. And that Lum just might not starve to death. That dog did everything. Now, a dog that can eat Lum's cooking, you know. Hey, Lum, come in here. I want you to prove something for me.
Well, I ain't got time right now, Abner. I've got to line up a pioneer to practice on. Howdy, Granddad.
Well, Lum.
Howdy, Lum.
Lum, this won't take but a second. Ain't old Blue, that dog of mine, the out-happiness one eater that you ever seen?
Huh?
Go on, tell Grandpap. He thinks he's got a dog that can eat more than old Blue. Go on, tell him, I'm telling him.
Abner, I don't even know what you're talking about. That dog of yours is a glutton, I'll say that for him.
Yeah, see there, Grandpap, what'd I tell you? Lum, tell him about that week when me and Elizabeth Beth went down to Fred's place down in Texas and you taking care of Ben.
Abner, I told you I've come over here to do some work.
Didn't Ben even eat your cooking? That proves he'll eat anything.
The mail order house answered my telegram and said kind of the shortage they wouldn't be able to ship me a pioneer for at least 3 weeks, maybe longer. So I've got to find some other pioneer to practice up on. I can't waste all that time just sitting around here. Cedric's out helping me locate one that I can work on now.
Ben.
Huh. Mom, are you actual serious about this pioneer tuning junk?
Why, of course I am, Grandbab. Fact is, I've done bought a second-hand pioneer tuner's kit. And wait a minute. What's the matter with me? Yeah, you've got a pioneer, Grandbab. You're the fella I want to talk to.
Now, just a minute, Lum.
Like to make a deal with you, Grandbab. If you let me practice up on your pioneer, I'll tune it for you for nothing.
Oh, no. No, I don't want you monkeying around on that pioneer of mine. It's just the way I want it right now.
One cookie. What kind of a dog is that?
Abner Heyshep. Look, Grandpap, you'd be doing me a big favor and getting your pioneer in tune at the same time.
No.
Do you realize you'd be saving yourself $15?
$15? I had the pioneer tuned in 1914, I believe it was, and it just cost me $4.
Well, prices has went up since then. Leastways mine has.
No, if I want my pioneer tuned, I'll look up the feller that done it in 1914 and get a hold of him. Fact is, I think I'll go home and do that now.
Well, wait a minute, Grandpa.
If you see Ben, send him over to my place and I'll have old Blue learn him how to eat.
Oh, pipe down, Abner.
It won't be cookies, neither.
Yeah.
Dog, if he'll eat you and Ben, I'll tell you that right now, you old varmint. I'm going to stick him on that Grandpa the first time he comes by the place. That'll hash him up. You know what he said, Long?
I don't care what he said.
He said he knowed this dog Ben, something or other, never give him his last name.
I don't know why everybody around this town said that gum tetchy about their pioneers. You think I was going to bust them to pieces, did I, tune them?
Why? Have you been around town asking him?
Well, yes. I was over to Seastrumpses and the Bateses and Sister Simpson's. I told them I'd do it for nothing.
Well, Lum, you can't hardly blame them. You don't know how to tune pioneers.
No, but I will tomorrow. That's when I'm going to get that set of directions from the feller at the county seat. Emmett Goshen's going to pick him up for me when he goes in there at the load of watermelons today.
Oh, well, that's different then. Well, here, if you're going to know how tomorrow, why are you offering to do it for nothing?
Well, because I need to practice.
Oh.
Even though I'll have the directions, I need to practice up on one or two pioneers to catch on to it good.
Yeah. Dog, if you could learn from that dog, I want one, you might say that somebody might give you a pioneer, you know it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, a dog that Grandpappy's in here telling about. Some talking dog doing some foreign place.
Now, as long as I ain't got my new pioneer for at least 3 weeks, I've got to work on somebody else.
Wait just a minute. Was that our ring?
I never paid no attention.
I believe it was. I ain't for sure. I was thinking about that Grandpappy. He's a troublemaker.
Hello, jot him down, store. Elliot's doing the talking.
Oh, Blue. Don't bite him. I'm
going to
get rid of him.
How's that? Oh, how'd you make out, Cedric? Oh, said no, huh?
Like I seen him through that grand.
Did you try the Johnson's?
I'd shake him out just like a possum.
Well, much obliged for trying, Cedric.
Come to think of it, he looks like a
possum. All right. Goodbye. Dad, blame it. Dingy batch of varmints. Looks like they're just trying to keep me from going into business. You know, they wouldn't even let me work on the pioneer with the church there, even.
They wouldn't.
No, they said they was going to have to use it for another few more years.
Why, sure, they got to use that pioneer at the church.
You know, I was thinking, Abner, I might could go over there late of a night when nobody's around and tune it for them.
Yeah. Well, would that be legal?
Well, I don't know why not. I'd be doing them a favor.
You would, huh?
Same as giving them $15. And I'm a member of the church anyway. One of the biggest pillars they got.
Yeah?
Might say I helped buy the pioneer.
Well, what if they catch you with that alone?
They won't. I'll take you along for a lookout.
Take me and I'll wait just
a
minute.
That's just what we'll do, Abner.
Now,
it's all set. Tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, me and you go over there and go in and I'll give that pioneer the dad-blamedest tune into it's ever had in its whole life.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a new note in church music.